New Jersey, just letting you know.
100. Just saying.
It's on the rafter.
Okay, so we spoke about Schar Shabbos last time, and we had a couple open-ended questions, so I'd like to get back to some of those, so we understand a little bit about how Havlah and the Heterim of Schar Shabbos work. So the sort of Schar Shabbos is that one is not allowed to make money for something which is done on Shabbos. An extension of that is you're not allowed to make money b'chlal on Shabbos. Now let me just cross over the Gemaras that are not in the pamphlet. We did that last week, and just to get the cases clear, the Gemara says in B'Metzia Daf Nun Ches that one is not allowed to be a shomer for the Beis Hamikdash or for a par aduma or whatever. You're not allowed to be a shomer. You're not allowed to hire someone to be a shomer on Shabbos if they get paid, because they're not allowed to. It's Schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to pay them to watch it on Shabbos. So therefore, the Gemara says he's a shomer chinam. He's not a shomer sachar on Shabbos. But you could hire him for the rest of the week. Now, the Gemara there says, however, if you hire him as a weekly or a monthly shomer, he works for the week, so then he's considered a shomer sachar and you pay him for the whole week, including Shabbos. So you're not allowed to hire him for Shabbos specifically. You're allowed to hire him for the week and include him in the week of Shabbos. That's one case. The extension of that is the Gemara Ksuvis. Gemara Ksuvis talks about that if a husband or wife are not following the rules of marriage, you give them a knas on the ksuva. So if the husband does it, you add on to the ksuva every day. If the wife does it, you take away from the ksuva every day. And the Gemara says that if the husband does it, you cannot add to the wife's ksuba on Shabbos, because it will be considered tzchar Shabbos. So Taisus asks Akasha, you're doing it, he's being not a good husband for a whole month. But Taisus says, since it's every day, it's calculated individually, so every day the ksu is getting larger, that's not considered havla'a, that's not considered part of the week, and therefore it's also. So you see from these two Gemaras that a few Yesoides. Schar Shabbos for Shabbos alone to work on Shabbos is a problem. Schar Shabbos b'havlo is mutter. Schar Shabbos, even on something that you're not working, you're just making money memela because the lady's a knas or whatever, the husband's not a good husband, even in that case it's considered Schar Shabbos and that would be aser. Okay? However, fine. So that's the those are the two levels of Schar Shabbos. Now there's a very interesting vart from Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker says, alumdis, that the idea of Schar Shabbos is that if you get paid to do something that you're allowed to do on Shabbos, then that turns the what you did into malacha. So in other words, you were being a shomer. A shomer is not a malacha. I'm just allowed to sit there, watch your stuff, whatever. The second you're paying me to be a shomer, that means now you're turning me into I'm doing malacha. That's the problem. So they asked Reb Chaim, all the mafarshim asked, well, what about the Gemara Ksuvis? You're not doing anything. You're just making more money because the wife is sitting there, the husband's a mired, and the wife's making more money every day. So what's the Schar Shabbos? So the Achrayim answer is, so you see, look at the Gemara there. The Gemara says it's Mechazik Schar Shabbos. It's not Schar Shabbos itself. It's also an Isser because it looks like Schar Shabbos, but it's not the Iker Isser of Schar Shabbos. So that's just pointing out, you know, it could be according to Reb Chaim that there's two levels of Schar Shabbos. There's making money for something that you're doing on Shabbos, and then there's just stop making money on Shabbos, which is Mechazik Schar Shabbos. Okay.
No one ever made any money.
She's owed more money. So she's owed more.
She should be owed more money.
No, she is owed more money that day. Now, yesterday I was owed $100, now I'm owed $105. So I have more money because it's a bigger chayv. So therefore that's why, since it's calculated that way, it's a problem. Now what we got stuck in last time was in the geder of Havlah. Okay, Havlah means it's swallowed up. The Shabbos is swallowed up by the rest of the week. Okay? So the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, and that's in Shin Vav Sif Dalid. So it's the Shulchan Aruch brings this case. Hasoicher sapoel lishmor zroim. Oy davar acher. Einoy noisen lo ischar Shabbos. Lefikach, ain't a chayes Shabbos off. You can't pay him for Shabbos, but hayes chayes Shabbos, chayes 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 shana, chayes shvua, nois and nois chayes Shabbos. Lefikach, achrayes Shabbos olav. Velo yoimar, tainli shal Shabbos, elo yoimar tainli schar shavua oi hachayes. You cannot say pay me for Shabbos, you say pay me for the week. Now, what does it mean to pay me for the week? So, the question becomes, what determines that it's a weekly hischaivus? Does that mean you can't calculate it by the day, or you know, let's say you stop early, are you allowed to prorate it? Or if you prorate it, then you're showing that it was really not a monthly rental; it was really a daily rental. Okay, so what's the gedder? Now, if we look, there's a Ramah. The Ramah says, "Im sachroi lechodesh." If you hired him for a month, v'hisna l'shalom loy kol yoim. Oh no, you didn't get that?
No, we didn't get that.
Oh, because I know why. Okay, I'll read it. Kach v'kach mikri schir yoim. It's called the schir yoim. So, the Mishabura says that if you hisna l'shalom loy kol yoim v'yoim, it's a problem. Okay, so all the Ramah says that, not a very clear sentence. He says, if you hired him for a month and you're master to pay him every day, then it's a problem. Does that mean that you can't calculate the monthly rental per day? Is that what the Ramah means to say? So the Mishnah Berurah says here, in the last line of the Mishnah Berurah, it says, "Haynu shehisna imo sheishamu lefi cheshbon hayamim, ve'aloshan hazeh moireh sheyuchal ha-balabayis lachzor ba'emtza." That the Loshan, what he's trying to say is, that it's not the point that you calculated it by the day. The point is, if you gave yourself the right to be chayzer in the middle. So basically, if you say, I'm hiring you for 30 days, but you're getting paid by the day, and I could, as soon as I'm done with you, I don't need you anymore. So essentially, you made it into a daily rental. That's the point. But if you make it into a monthly rental, and I have to keep you for the whole month, happens to me, I'm calculating it per day, but it's considered a monthly rental, that's mutter. That's called havlah. So I'll call upon him.
You need to be chozer. Really, you can be chozer?
No, you can't be chozer. If you're chozer, you got to pay the whole month. Yeah. Now, the poil is allowed to be chozer and get paid for only what he did. Because the poil is always allowed to be chozer. That's the halacha. But the baal bais can't be chozer. The baal bais is meshubah that when he hires the guy, okay, or let's say a rental of a house. So it would be the same thing. If it's only considered bavla if it's a monthly rental. So what you see from here is that havla is determining the nature of the rental. Okay, it's not just like instead of giving you $5 for Shabbos, I'll throw in another dollar and now you can't see the money. No, havlah means that the rental itself of Shabbos is just part of a bigger rental. So why is that mutter? It's mutter because I'm not discussing Shabbos. I'm not doing business. I'm not making money. I'm not renting you something about Shabbos. I'm doing a monthly rental. Shabbos is one of the days in the month, but it's not toned in or tuned in to Shabbos, okay? Now,
if it is tuned into Shabbos, then but you still have a monthly rental. Which is, you hire someone per day, you give them hours every day.
Okay. So this now turns into a major machlokes between the Chayadam and the Shabrua. And the Chayadam is the next page. The Chayadam says over here, he says the whole thing, Pasoiches, Apoil, etc. The Chayadam at the end, okay? Achmashin noy hagim. It's in the middle of the paragraph. It's the last three words on the line, fourth line of the paragraph. The last three words on the line. Mashin noy hagim liskar Yehudi. I hire a Jew. Lishmar ha'agolis min hagneva. That, you know, you park your agola in the parking lot in the hotel. Now, there was no way, why wouldn't someone just walk off with your agola? So you have to hire someone to watch it for you. Okay, it was free parking, but you had to pay for the shmirah. So, hadavar kasha. So he says, how do you do that? Echa soicher oivar lifnei iver. I'm hiring a yid. The yid is not a kasha on him; he's an amaritz. But the businessman, you should know better than hiring him.
He's not an israel kasha. His is would be lifnei iver.
Right. Right. Kim she yadeh shevadei kabos chashavus. B'lochein roi she yasne imoy she yishmor gam biyoyim erev Shabbos kodesh. That he should watch it a little bit on Friday. Uve mitzvah Shabbos kodesh and after Shabbos. Eze shoyis. Da'az havi chashavus bavlo. So you hire him for a little bit of Friday. You hire him for Shabbos. And then you hire him for mitzvah Shabbos. So, keep shooting now. What does that mean? It means I'm hiring him for 30 hours, 3 hours before Shabbos, 24 hours on Shabbos, and 3 hours after Shabbos. So it's a 30-hour. Says the Chayada, if I take away from him hours that he doesn't work on Shabbos, it's not considered avla. If it has to be that I'm going to pay him for the whole time. So it's a mer de kachumra. So it means the guy didn't work, but doesn't make any difference. Then I'm tuning into Shabbos. He's learning that this type of havlah has to be the whole unit, and I'm paying you for the unit. Now, it's a little weird, but you didn't work, so why am I paying you? Because he's learning it's more than just the unit. It means I'm deleting Shabbos from the equation. Now, the thing is like this. The Mishnah Berurah, you don't have it here, it's a shame. Mishnah Berurah, he brings the Chayadam. He brings a chayadam, and he doesn't bring this condition of the chayadam, which is the main thing. The Mishnah Berurah says if you hire a guy, as long as you hire him to work 3 hours before Shabbos, 3 hours after Shabbos, it's mutter. Yeah, but the chayadam, it's never nogeya the chayadam's case according to the chayadam, because who's going to do that? Who's going to say, well, if you don't work, by the way, I'm hiring you for Shabbos plus an hour on Friday, an hour much Shabbos, but if you don't work Shabbos, I'm paying you anyway. No one's doing that. But the Mishnah Berurah, when he quotes the Chayadam, doesn't bring that condition.
What's the Chayadam's condition?
Chayadam's condition is that I'm really paying you for Friday and Shabbos. And if you don't work Shabbos, I'm still going to pay you.
No, it's a unit, then it's a 30-hour unit.
Okay, so here's the thing. So here's the deal. So this is what I want to say. There's a Bir Halacha over here. The Bir Halacha wants to know what happens if the guy, let's say on a monthly rental, on a monthly, you hire the guy for the month. He's your superintendent in the building. Okay, a monthly salary. If he doesn't come Sunday, you take off a day. What happens if he doesn't come Shabbos? Are you allowed to take off schar? So Mishnah Berurah says yes, you're allowed to. You're allowed to. He brings in the, and Huadin, by the way, this is all about housing rentals as well. You rent out a house for 30. Now, he brings in the Bir Halacha. If you look at the Bir Halacha, Divrei Maskil Noisin Loi. He brings in the Bir Halacha there. He says, I'm Mishnah Berurah Shekasav. The Yochel Lenako Yisloi Mischara Im Loi Shomar B'Shabbos. I'm allowed to take off his schar if he doesn't work Shabbos. Kach Nirli Poshet. V'af T'Bechai Ya'adam Mashma. Even though Chayadim is mashma, if I take off your schar im lo yishmer b'shabes suloi mechshav bavla, it's not considered avla anymore. Learn here a klal. I disagree with the Chayadim. So Mishnah Berurah is saying that if you have a guy who's a monthly worker, I'm allowed to prorate the days from the month that if he doesn't work, then he doesn't get paid because it's just a portion of the month that he didn't work. If he didn't work Shabbos, then he's not going to get paid. I mean, there's no reason to assume. That doesn't take away from the fact that it was a monthly worker. Right? Now, yeah, just not Shabbos itself, yeah. Right. Now, so here's the bomb kasha. So, you could tell him that I'm staying over his kasha. My chavrusha Shabbos asked the kasha on the chayadim, David Kolodny, that according to the chayadim, if the Mishnah Berurah is correct in his understanding of the chayadim, that means if you hired a guy for a month, he's really not working for you. You're not paying him for Shabbos at all. That's the lumdus of the chayadim. So what's pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says that if you hired him for a month, then if something happens on Shabbos, he's chayav because he's a shomer sachar. Because it's a bavla, but he's not working for him Shabbos. He's a shomer chinam Shabbos. It's just he's a shomer sachar the rest of the days, and the Gemara doesn't say that. So it's clear that you're paying him for Shabbos. That's the whole chab. It's a bam kasha. So because of this kasha, I found in the sefer by Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp, who's the Rav in Kiryat Sefer. He has a sefer Hilchos Shabbos b'Shabbat, a beautiful svarim there. He wants to tie in like this. Everyone agrees to the Mishnah Berurah. Even the Chayadim agrees to the Mishnah Berurah over here. Not like the Bir Halacha. He agrees if you hire a guy for a month and it's a monthly rental, then that's obvious that you could take off Shabbos. Because it's still chal, the schiris was for the month, not for the Shabbos at all. The case of the Chayadim is not like that. The case of the Chayadim is the be'ikr that he was hiring him for Shabbos. He was hiring him for Shabbos. You have a chop case that you want to add on an hour after Shabbos and an hour. So what are you going to say? He's a 30-hour worker, but 24 of it is Shabbos, so therefore he's not working. How can he mavliya 24 hours in 6 hours? The Chayadim didn't understand that case is a very shver case. right? So he's working you the whole Shabbos. I'm adding on an hour, Motzei Shabbos, the hour before, and then you're going to say the whole thing is Havla. So that's why there he had to say this extra Chumrah that really I'm hiring you for Friday and Motzei Shabbos. I'm not hiring you for Shabbos at all because you can't make a rental that way. The Mishnah Berurah understood that that case also is a 30-hour rental. So therefore, he didn't bring down the condition of the Chayadim in that case either. And he understood the Chayadim would be Machmer in his case because he didn't have to have this distinction. But the Mishnah Berurah holds that even a guy that's working for you Shabbos, and then you throw in an hour after Shabbos, an hour before Shabbos, really it's Chal's a 30-day hire, a 30-hour hire. So I'm not zoning in on Shabbos, whatever. I'm not going in on Shabbos. I'm not hiring for Shabbos specifically. I'm hiring you to work these 30 hours. And even if I pay you by the hour, doesn't make a difference. You're allowed to make money by working on Shabbos as long as it wasn't a deal about Shabbos. You were hired for 30 hours. Amongst them was Shabbos, that's okay. So that's the Mishnah Berurah holds, and that's why he does not bring the condition of the Chayadam in that case. The Chayadam holds not like that. Now, this is very, very negeya.
Why can't you learn from the Gemara the fact that you are menake a full amount, but you can't be mosif the full amount? In menake, you could deduct it for Shabbos. That was not a problem in the Gemara when you're menake from the Sukkot.
No, because that's the whole thing was being menake. Here we're talking about that you're making
mosif also. You can be mosif also, depending on who's wrong. One side is mosif, one side is menake.
I don't think that being menake is the same as this.
No,
because this is trying to determine the nature of the schiris. So it's different. If you're menachem of a thing, so that's the machloikas between the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Chayadam. So it would come out that it seems, according to this, that everyone would agree that if you have a monthly rental, okay, even if it's prorated or whatever, avad is considered a monthly rental, and that's the Heter Schar Shabbos. Now, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you could also make a 30-hour rental and you mishabit someone to do something for you before Shabbos, and after Shabbos it would be mutter. So we left off last week. What about a waiter? You hire the guy, a Jewish waiter. You tell him, come on Shabbos. So that's avada also. He's making money for Shabbos. But if you hire him for the job and you say, listen, this job is mechayiv you. You got to come before Shabbos, set up. On Shabbos, serve. And after Shabbos, clean up. Then it's okay, you're paying him for the whole job. Now, even if you're going to pay him by the hour, it's okay. Because the job was a havladika job.
Well, why do you need both?
So Moshe Zalman is not so thrilled with a case that starts only on Shabbos. Because if it started on Shabbos, he's like, the guy's really working for you Shabbos. He says that Zdafka, the Chayadim, said that you have to start before Shabbos.
Why should it even make a difference?
He's not sure. He doesn't say for sure that way. Maybe that's why the Chayadim. He's saying even if
on Shabbos. He's working on Shabbos. Whether he works before and after, what does it matter?
No, of course he's working on Shabbos. But the Isser here is that you're not allowed to turn Shabbos into a business. But as long as I'm not making Shabbos a business. This event is the business. Now, the event happens to be occurring on Shabbos. That's okay. I'm not talking about Shabbos now. I'm not hiring you for Shabbos. I'm hiring you for these 30 hours. Right? Shabbos overlaps into that time. I'm hiring you for this simcha. It's part of the simchas before, after, and during. Okay? Now, same thing. Let's say you have a babysitter. She works 3 days a week. She comes Shabbos, Sunday. So you're hiring her for those hours that she works a week. You hire her for 10 hours a week. Okay? So you work 2 hours Shabbos. That's okay. Okay.
Does it have to be stipulated like that? Like, you know, let's say between the mother has a prom committee. So, she say Friday afternoon after she's leaving, oh yeah, you know, tomorrow a lot of guests could come tomorrow. Or it has to be like, no, she has a mother on Thursday, come Friday on Shabbos.
So your way now is a little bit.
Because realistically, you're just paying them.
I don't know. You're adding on specifically for Shabbos, and you weren't mavliya in the condition. That's a little bit shver. So you have to say it. You have to say that you're hiring on Thursday, Friday, Shabbos.
Why do you need before and after? You already explained why you need before, but why after? Maybe.
Oh, if you did only before.
There was a problem with the job starting on Shabbos. So what if the job started on Friday? But
I don't know if you need before and after. Why the Chayadim say before and after, I'm not sure exactly. But this way, it's definitely, Bavla.
What's the difference in what we're saying now and what a Sechir Yom is when we're hiring somebody for a few hours? I don't understand the difference between this and like an hourly worker.
Yes. Hourly worker, the problem is that he's doing Malacha. This guy's not doing Malacha. He's just being Shomer. That the problem is an Amir La'akum issue.
No. You're hiring a yid to do Ibra.
So what is it? The Schirim sugi that we dealt with till now was when the guy was doing malacha, and the question is it for you or not for you? Yes. Here, there's no malacha being done.
So once there's no malacha, is that considered Schirim?
It's not. There's no Isser. I hire a guy to go sit there and look at the sun. What's the problem?
So the definition of Schirim is a malacha.
The issue was in a malacha. The issue was is he my shliach to do my malacha for me? If he's not doing malacha, what's my issue? Here we're dealing with a different issue now. It's not the payer's issue, it's the person who's working's issue. Is that if he's working, he's making money on Shabbos. That's the issue we're trying to get around, avoid now. Okay? Now.
So if it's strictly the person who's working, then, you know, in terms of like a babysitter, my business is to be there whenever they need me. They can leave me sometimes Thursday, sometimes Friday, sometimes Shabbos, sometimes Sunday.
It seems like it's in the way it's stipulated. He seems to be pretty machmir over here, that if you could be chayzer at any point, that's the Ramah. If you could be chayzer, and I'm just hiring you by the hour, and I'm telling you that I'll be chayzer after X amount of hours, or I could be, then each hour is independent of the next. That's not so poshut. Even if you end up paying them at the end of the month. In other words, let's say you tell the person, I need you tomorrow, come in tomorrow. And then you call them Sunday, I need you Sunday. Now, at the end of the month, you give them one check, one lump sum check. That's not havla.
Okay, so if there's a minimum of hours a month, let's say...
What?
Babysitter's also, right? Babysitter, you're not hiring them, but you only eat them in Shabbos.
Only Shabbos is the problem.
So what do you do? So what if you take a...
What do you do?
You don't need them, you only need them in Shabbos.
Shvetz is not a yid. I mean, I don't know. What do you do? You figure it out.
Hire them for an hour, I think.
What?
Hire them for an hour?
Yeah.
Come and meet the kids.
Right. And you're hiring them for the whole job. Now, there is...
Somebody gets hired for let's say, a month or a week, hourly rate for the whole weekend, but there's a minimum amount of times a week. I'm hiring minimum 30
That's
hours.
Fine.
So after once they get 30 hours, they can't work anymore on Shabbos.
Because
you could stop at any point in time.
No, okay, I'm not sure. I'm
30 hours of waiting service, and I'm ready. I'm over my 30 hours.
I'm just saying, this is the Mishnah Berurah does bring an Elia Rabba that's makel on that case. Where the Bialacha brings an Eliyahu Rabbah that's more makel in how to read the Ramah, whatever, in that particular case. But that's still, you could say now he's still in the monthly zone. Okay? Now, there's two other things we have to cover. Okay? What time is it? So there's two. Okay. So there's two other things I have to cover, and we'll get back to this havla business and talk about a lot of cases that are negeya. Okay, but again, if you have a babysitter, a waiter, no, we're talking about yidden now. Going is not a problem. Anything like that, then or let's say people that work in the shul run the. People who run the youth minyanim and all these type of things, they have to be doing something during the week. Okay, we're going to see there's one other type of havla as well. Now, there's one other heter. It's in the next step. Again, you don't have it here. I'm just going to read it. There's one other case. Also, lisker chazonim lehespal.
In youth minyanim, I mentioned before that I'm not making business out of Shabbos into a business. It's just that I have an event that happens to be on Shabbos.
No, but this is when the event is. That's the schedule.
Youth minyanim, it's all based on the tefillah of Shabbos. It's only because of Shabbos that we have...
That's what I'm saying. Right, exactly. So you have to make it. No, you run their youth programs, and sometimes they're Shabbos, sometimes they're weekday, whatever.
Right.
Okay. The job is also to make flyers for the youth program. You have to submit the times to the newsletter.
Right. So the Shulchan Aruch Shin Vav Sifhei brings a machlokes. What about Tzchar Shabbos for the purpose of a mitzvah? The guy's the chazan, the guy's the balkare, all these things. He brings two days. Okay? It's a machlokes. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that even though it's machlokes, but even the matirim, but in a roya simin bracha, it's not like kosher gelt really, it's not kashmak. Now, by the way, what's the shot? Because it's a mitzvah, it's mutter now. If it's aser, it's aser. So Reb Chaim, according to that lumdus that we said from Reb Chaim, that the pshat is that something that you're paid for becomes a malacha. A mitzvah can't become malacha. It's a mitzvah by its nature. So even if you pay for it, it's not going to become asa. That's why. That's maybe the lomdus why schar mitzvah is mutter. So are we make on this thing lechatchila? So the Aruch HaShulchan, which you do have, the Aruch HaShulchan says, well, I the minig ha'olam is that we do have chazanim. Okay. So he says, either they're being soimich on the heter of he says, either they're being soimich on the heter of mitzvah, but then he wants to say, I don't want to use the heter mitzvah by itself. So he says over here, because they're really hired for the week. This guy is the chazan for the week. What's the nafkamina? If there's a bris, he has to, what's the word called? The ceremony, whatever. Well, officiating. He's got to officiate the funerals, Kelmali Rachamim, and all this stuff. He's official chazan, so therefore he's hired, he's on staff, and it's not just for Shabbos. Maybe that's motor.
I saw a shul, what they do is they have a meet and greet with the chazan, because he's like a celebrity or whatever, Israeli singer, that he goes and he's during the week, and they have like an event with him before Yom Tov, whatever.
Right, so that's to get out of this or of Shabbos?
I don't know if that's the reason. But it would work for
this. Well, people have an Israeli pop star.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
It doesn't matter, but it would work for this. You're hiring him to be part
usually,
of the community.
Usually what they do for Chazon and the Davin, or Yom Noraim, they hire them to also do the Slichus, Matzei Shabbos, the first night of Slichus. So you're hired as, like, you know, Bavla. But the Mishra, but the Chasholim brings down here at the very end, Ach Kefiya Yadua, Maisa, who are you fooling? Ikar HaSchiris Hu Bishul Tfil Shabbos Yom Tev. Well, Fizah Vizchar Shabbos Tzarchiyin. He doesn't love this Havla. I think this is along the lines of the Chayadim, like we said. That over here, you're taking the Ikar of Shabbos, and if you're not using the Heter of Mitzvah, so you're taking the Ikar of Shabbos, what are you doing? You're adding on a token, one thing before, and saying the whole thing is that. So the Chayadim didn't like that either. Right? The Chayadim said the only way that works is if you're going to not pay him for Shabbos, you're going to pay him even if he doesn't show up. No, you're paying the guy $10,000 to be the Musa, the Chazan Musa for Shon Yom Kippur. He shows up Slichas, right? You're not paying him. So this is the Chai Adam's problem with this, right? That I think it's the same idea, is that when the Ikar is Shabbos and you're adding on a token thing, if you could make it into that, you're the on a high holiday season guy, and you know you're paying him for the whole thing, it's a heter. But the Ochr Shulchan is not so happy with the heter either. So taking something when Shabbos is the Ikar Avada, you want to make it a monthly rental and all that, take off Shabbos, that's fine. But go ahead and take something with Shabbos is the Ikar, and you're going on and adding on, you know, things to just like, you know, kasher it up. It's the minig. He's saying it's the minig, Lamaisa. But he said Sarachin, it's not so clear what the heter is. And I'm saying from the Chayadim, I think it's the same thing. So I think most of the times, a lot of these heterim are based on really because it's a mitzvah. So where it's a mitzvah, it's easier to get away with this because you have anyway that tzadim that it's a mitzvah, and then you want to kasher it up with the havla, then you know. Maybe it's a little different. So
the heter is for the person paying for the job, for the shul, but the person receiving it.
He's not tavel abracha. I mean, we're talking about the person receiving it. Now, same thing. By the way, you're gonna say I have to prepare. People say, oh well, the bakar or whatever prepares during the week. We'll prepare. I don't care if you prepare. Well, what does it have to do? Your job description has nothing to do with preparing.
I think you might care if the Bakur prepares.
What?
You might care if the
Bakur
prepares.
You care for next year.
I don't care if you prepare Shabbos
if
during the week.
You have to know already from last year perfectly. You don't care.
On Shabbos or during the week, I don't care. But I care that you prepare. I was at a shul that the Bakur didn't prepare.
No, I mean,
if he doesn't prepare, he loses his job.
Yeah, but it's very hard to say that I'm paying you to prepare in lane, and if you prepare, I'm going to pay you.
I'm paying a caterer to serve the food, but I don't care that if he orders the food before Shabbos. You can't say that.
No. Oh, that's totally different. That's part of the service you're paying for.
I need you to know the lady.
Right, you're not going to pay him. You're not going to pay him a prorated rate for preparing and not showing up.
Correct. I'm not
going to
pay
a caterer for preparing. I want my money for preparing.
I'm not going to pay a caterer for preparing the food and not showing up either. I'm saying the advice though. I care that I need him to prepare. If he doesn't prepare, I'm probably not going to pay him either.
If he doesn't prepare,
and he has someone sitting there feeding him words as he's tripping him over, I'm probably not going to pay him either.
I'm saying.
If he doesn't prepare, that's a perfect job. Go pay him.
Exactly.
It's impossible to do a perfect job. If you've done it for 30 years,
right. You know. So
unless you're born a genius, you can't be born knowing that. You have to
or you're been a Bakari for it. Okay, anyway.
I paid him for that last year.
So I'm just saying is that the havla of these things, when it's a legitimate havla, even the waiter case, you know, when it's a legitimate havala, it's good. But when it's very, when you're throwing in extra things, now there's one other case.
What? The way the case legitimate to hire him. That's still. I think all
the ikar is Shabbos.
Even the babysitter.
Right, like, but there the Mishnah Berurah explicitly already said he brings down the chayadim without the condition of the chayadim. So obviously the Mishnah Berurah does. You can hire him for that 30-hour period. You can hire him for the job. According to chayadim, you can't hire a waiter. You can't hire a waiter to come in and look at the place Friday, put some chairs down.
There's really no way to hire a waiter for a Shabbos.
Unless you're the caterer and you have this waiter on staff for the whole week. Right? So they say, even according to the Chayyadim, it could be a Mashgiach you could pay, because Mashgiach is, it could be to Dvar Mitzvah.
You said we didn't like a Dvar Mitzvah, so
I'm saying, but Tziruf, already, you have a Havlah, then you already have the minhag of the Chayyadim.
Dvar Mitzvah,
the Dvar Mitzvah is that people should eat kosher. Who cares why they're eating? It's not my business. Yeah, I'm saying so.
Is this only for the Jew?
Yeah.
Mitzvah to get the shul clean after they have a
event. Avada mitzvah, yeah. Okay, so there's one other type of havlah. And this is based on the Noi de Biyuda. The Noi de Biyuda brings down over here the shayla, whether when women would go to the mikvah on Shabbos, and the shayla is, are they allowed to pay for the mikvah? Or men, for that matter. So he says... he says, first of all, two reasons. First of all, the Tfilas Noshim is a Dvar Mitzvah. And then he says at the bottom, which is in this paragraph. That's not his Shaila. That's not his Shaila. If it's in cold water, then... Okay, so he says over here, in the Noi de Biyuda, which is the next page, in that last paragraph, he says, V'oid, in the middle of the paragraph, he says, V'oid shari schar ha'etzim vadei mutter. So the Noi de Biyuda has a tshuva here, like this. He says, when I go and pay $5 for the mikvah, you're paying for two things. Back then they had a balo, that a guy that was in charge of the mikvah. When it was cold, he would put in more wood, and or he would set up the towels. He was the guy that you were paying him his schar for letting you use the mikvah. And second of all, he was running the place. So it says, the fact that you're paying him is mutter. It's Schar Shabbos. He's making money by running... Teretz is... He doesn't say, no, I'm paying him for what he's doing for me, which he's only doing for me now. But he says, besides that, there's expenses involved in running the mikvah. Right? There's extra wood. So he says, you're going to tell me, let's say I go to your house, I take some stuff out of your pantry, and then you come to me after Shabbos. Oh, remember those stuff you took out of my pantry? Can you pay me a couple? Oh, it's Shabbos. I'm not going to pay you. Of course, if you take something from someone, you have to pay. That's not Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos is revenue. Not selling, buying and selling is not Schar Shabbos. It's when I'm making income. So he says the running the mikvah, you by using the mikvah are mechuyev to pay for the expenses involved in you using the mikvah. Now that I'm allowed to pay for the expenses, I'm allowed to do havlah with the schar of the person, but havlah of the expenses.
So it's a new havlah that he's bringing.
This is an abuse chiddush of havlah.
If a woman will go on Shabbos, already on Shabbos, or on Shabbos, to the mikvah, the wood is, it doesn't matter if she goes or doesn't, the wood was used, right?
No, maybe every person going in cools off the mikvah, I don't know exactly. But definitely the person, so some people don't like this no debut like you're saying, because that's calculated into the salary of the guy. That's how you calculate your salaries, taking into account the expenses. So it's not really havlah. But now, the only thing is, this havlah is a very shver havlah. Because I'm paying you for two things at the same time. What do I have to do with havlah? I mean, let's say you're my babysitter. You're my babysitter. So you work for me for 2 hours Shabbos. I owe you $20. It happens to be, you also went to Publix for me and bought me a bag of lettuce. So now I'll pay you $25 because I'm mavliya. What's the havlah?
I don't really understand the problem to begin with. The guy's going to be there whether or not you go to work or not. You're not paying.
That's the way it was set up. I don't know. Maybe they helped the people get in and out. I don't know exactly. There was something that they were paying for a service that they were doing for you. I don't know exactly the mitzvahs. Could be they helped you get in, get out. It wasn't like such a comfortable mikvah.
It's not the owner of the mikvah that's a problem. It's the worker.
We're talking about the worker now. There's a worker there that's waiting. That they're basically
the
valet. Yes,
you
were paying the worker. That was the mitzvah. So,
I mean, he's going to be after the fact, after Shabbos, he's going to be making extra work for the use.
Right, okay, so we'll see that. So now, some people take this a step further, which is both in the Sefer Elef L'Chashloimo, which is a Shlomo Kluger, and more recently in the Sefer Yisrael Yishurim, which is by Felder from, Gedalia Felder from Toronto. And they both want to say that basically this is a heter for a hotel, a Jewish-owned hotel. You're going to a hotel, and you're going to pay for the room. And you're only using it for Shabbos, okay? Now, nowadays, it's not so nogea, because the way the rooms are calculated is usually from noon to noon, or 11 to checkout time, so you're paying for a part of the hours are Fridays, so therefore you're paying for that whole unit, so that's okay. But assuming that in those days, you would pay for the night that you slept in. So you slept Friday night, so you're only paying for Shabbos, okay? So how's it mutter? So he says, well, after you leave, there's going to be expenses. Right, he's gonna have to wash the linen and all that stuff. So since there are expenses, and yet you have to pay for the expenses, but mela, you're allowed to pay for the rental of the room as well, and that's the havlah of the Noida Buda. Some people
expenses?
Yeah. There's expenses involved in running the hotel that because you're there, you're gonna have to change the linen, he says, and they're gonna have to clean up the room and they're gonna have to set the bed, all this stuff. So he says that's mutter. And therefore, some people want to say extend it to the babysitter case. Is that if you tell the babysitter, listen, you're going to come, you have to supply your own snacks for the kids. You got to bring your own cookies and apple juice, you know, that's on you. So now you can mavlir the schar in the expenses. Now, this whole thing is, Mamsha, it's very hard to understand how this fits in with anything we learned. Because we're learning havlah doesn't just mean, you know, that you're covering it up in the check. The check is like, you know, includes three things in it. The point is that the work that's being done that you're paying for was not Shabbos work. It was part of a bigger thing. So it must be that no one would say that if, let's say, you owe, like I said, you owe the babysitter two things. You know, she bought you, she made a shopping for you in Publix, and babe, it has to be, the assumption is that my schaivus to you is it's somehow part of it. It's an expense paid babysitting. So somehow the whole schaivus is part of the bigger picture. The schaivus of the room is I'm paying for both. My shibud is I'm paying for the rental plus expenses. So it's one chiyuv, and the chiyuv is chal is one chiyuv. So that's why it's mutter. It's still a chiddush, but the Maaseh Noida Buda says it, and Shimon Halevi says the one is allowed to rely on the Noida Buda. Okay, so that pretty much sums up the Indian of
Shkasha. Decreasing her wages, the woman, why can't you use that svara? It's the law of other expenses that you're giving her. You have to give her share, ksuvas, and all this stuff, and now you're adding on to her ksuba and to her debt. Is that the same svara there, the one ksuvas?
No.